Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back. Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe on hour number two. And it is always a pleasure being here. You can find us at Real Side Radio on your Salem Radio, GCN Radio Network, all across the Fruited Plain. And, of course, realside.com. You can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. And go to the website, therealside.com, and find the conversation there with other listeners who are chiming in. Hello, listeners. It's always good to be here with you. And as I always say, I've been doing this now for quite a while. Best listeners, best talk radio listeners out there. So I'm Dave Sussman. I am a host of my own show called Whiskey Politics, and you can find Whiskey Politics on your social media applications like YouTube. Please hit the subscribe button. I do long-form interviews. Just had Brian Kilmeade on last week, and Dave Rubin gives you an idea of the folks that we bring on the show. And we do long-form sit-downs, hour-long. And it's always a pleasure bringing folks in. And the goal for me in doing these types of shows is because I truly believe that it is more important today than ever to have conversation. Conversation isn't the 5-minute or 3-minute sound bites, the way they've got 3 or 4 different windows of people on Fox News or CNN screaming at each other. Hey, that may make for good clickbait and ad revenue, but the viewer doesn't learn a thing. You don't learn anything, I'm sorry, by listening to people screaming at each other for 2.5 minutes and having, you know, somebody in there, and then you go and watch walk-in bathtub commercials. And that's what our media has become. Our media is in essence, when it comes to the news media, I should say, is a for-profit model. And it wasn't so long ago, I'm old enough to remember, when the news was not the profit centers that they are now. The news division was almost a necessary evil. That CBS, ABC, and NBC, they just had to have news because it was part of their social contract with America. You know, they're going to make their money on the Super Bowls and on Starsky and Hutch and, you know, television, right? Boy, I'm really aging myself, aren't I? But what happened in the 1990s is that turned. We had the advent of cable news. And, yeah, CNN was around since the 80s, but CNN themselves weren't what we think of CNN today, which is just an extreme leftist Trump derangement network. And that's not in any way controversial. That's the truth. Okay? Jeff Zucker says it himself. He's there to report on Trump and to find any way possible to make Trump look as bad as possible. And that's where the whole slate of activist journalists / activist journalists are there. But meanwhile, the problem is that because our news media is now so cocooned in ideological chambers. And I asked a question directly to Brian Kilmeade on my last show. Check it out on YouTube or ricochet.com or anywhere else where Whiskey Politics can be found. Watch the entire episode. Brian Kilmeade is fascinating. And I'll be honest with you folks, because it's just us talking here, right? I didn't think much of Brian Kilmeade before I had him on my show because I didn't watch Brian in the mornings. I don't watch the morning news shows on Fox News. It's too early for me and I have other things going on. But I read his book, Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, and it was fascinating. It was like a Western-style page-turner, and it was real. And it was how basically the Republic of Texas became a part of America after Sam Houston beat back against General Santa Anna from Mexico. It was a fascinating, compelling, it was almost like Outlaw Josey Wells. And he came on the show, and I asked him point blank, I said, Brian, I said, a lot of folks out there right now believe Fox News is under the leadership of Lachlan and James Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch's sons, is now moving to the left. What say you? And he defended Fox News, and he says, look, you watch Sean Hannity, you watch Laura Ingraham, you watch Tucker Carlson, you know that these people are definitely ideologically to the right. But we do report real news, and when we report real news, we're going to ask people from the right and the left the same questions. And we're not going to ask somebody a question on the left that we're not going to ask them on the right. And that made perfect sense. Good interview, by the way. Definitely want to check it out. But one of the things that we're missing right now in much of our mainstream news is when a story comes out that is hurting the left. Okay? Kavanaugh was everywhere. Thousands and thousands of hours of news coverage was covering Kavanaugh in the fall of 2018. What are we hearing now about Tara Reid? Anything this week? After the Megyn Kelly interview? Crickets. Crickets. And if you watch Kavanaugh and you listen to Christine Blasey Ford's testimony and you listen to Tara Reid, who is more compelling? Who sounds like they actually remember what actually happened and actually reported it to six people verbatim of what happened? That creepy Joe digitally raped her. And I'll just leave that out there for you to figure that out. In the halls of the Senate. Why isn't that news? And if Joe Biden had an R next to his name, don't you think it would be? So the news media today has become absolutely 100% Trump derangement unhinged. And they will do everything possible to try and hold back the news that hurts their side and accentuate any news or manipulate or misrepresent any news that will hurt Trump and the Republicans. And that is what we're seeing right now with Obamagate and the unmasking scandal and what happened with General Flynn and all of these other major issues, which, again, if Obama was a Republican, this would be front and center. So we're going to be talking about this after the break. We're going to be having Gary Franchi, who is with Executive Director and Lead Anchor of the Next News Network, right after the break. Don't go away, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. Gabe Sussman here in the chair on the Salem and GCN radio network across the fruited plain on 70 terrestrial radio stations. And you can also find us at therealside.com where we are live streaming. And we will also be putting up these episodes tomorrow, these segments with our guests. And you can find that at Whiskey Politics on YouTube. And speaking of guests, I'm delighted to bring our next guest on, Gary S. Franchi Jr. He is the executive producer and lead anchor of the Next News Network, which is a YouTube channel with, get this, folks, 1.58 million subscribers and over a billion views. I had the honor of joining Gary on his show a few months ago, and I'm delighted to welcome him here to Real Side. Welcome, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So first of all, you are in the great state of Illinois, which you guys just had a success today regards to COVID. I'm going to let you talk about this a little bit, how you were involved and instrumental in overturning the tyranny of the big government we're seeing out of all of this.
Well, I prefer to call it the police state of Illinois. But yes, we did have a small victory today for the people. What happened is on Friday, last minute, you know, right before the weekend, the governor decided to file with the Secretary of State new police powers with the Illinois Department of Public Health. And what those powers would include is criminalizing any business or individual that goes against the Illinois Department of Public Health, the executive orders of the governor to stay at home, creating a Class A misdemeanor that would imprison people for up to a year and give them a fine of up to $2,500. Now, the representative's name escapes me, but he put out a press release, and the press release, I contacted him, I got some more details, and it turns out that the paperwork was, in fact, filed on Friday, and then it was going to go to a committee on Monday and be voted on Wednesday. And, you know, it's Friday. You know, I'm ready for the weekend. The last thing I want to be doing is, you know, calls to action. I want to spend time with my family. But I felt that I had no other obligation but to sound the alarm for the people of Illinois. I went in my backyard, fired up my cell phone, and recorded a short video, published it to Facebook. I didn't publish it to my YouTube channel, which is something I normally would do. But given the climate that we're experiencing with the censorship and anybody speaking out against authority these days on the different platforms, I said, you know, I'll just put it on Facebook, keep it to the local people in Illinois. And then it just started going viral. And I don't participate that much with the video content on Facebook, but for that video, I got over 100,000 views, over 5,000 shares. People were blasting it all across the Facebook platform. Mm-hmm. And then people started putting the list together. It was a very grassroots effort, putting a list together of the committee people that needed to be contacted. Soon enough, the voicemails were full, and then the governor today back down. They didn't put it out to the vote. They felt that there was an overwhelming amount of pushback from the people, and the governor said, you know what? We're not going to do it. We're not going to push forward with it. And now I'm getting word that we're finally going to be able to have a lot of these businesses open back up on the 29th, which is, I think, a little bit too late. But nonetheless, we did have a small victory today in Illinois. The people stood up, pushed back, using the levers of government, using just contacting our representatives. And sometimes people don't think that that really does anything. But in this case, it did, and we won, and I'm excited that I played a small part in that. But there were so many people involved, so many people sharing the message, sharing the call to action, that we had an impact. And the people in Illinois can sleep soundly tonight knowing that they participated in their representative democracy and had an impact.
So this is a statewide situation. How is that going to impact what's happening in Chicago proper? Because the mayor there, what's her name? Tenderfoot, Lightfoot, something? She seems to be on the same mindset as what you hear from, like, Christian Whitmer and others, you know, Mayor Garcetti and other parts of the country, about really having this crackdown continue.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what Chicago is going to be doing, but I do know that this specific order that would have criminalized businesses and individuals going against the executive order of the governor, that this is not going to move forward. Now, whatever Mayor Lightfoot decides to do, I mean, she could go ahead and continue her clampdown in Chicago. Chicago's bad enough as it is, but we'll have to wait and see how that pans out. But again, this specific action was defeated, and if Mayor Lightfoot wants to continue and put it down in the people of Chicago, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, it's not fine, but thankfully, I don't live in Chicago. I live outside of Chicago, so whatever Mayor Lightfoot decides to do isn't necessarily going to affect me, but it still does affect the free people of Illinois.
What are you hearing right now in the state of Illinois, the last couple of minutes before our first break here, regarding the economy? Because I Howard Schultz himself from Starbucks said that 30 to 40% of businesses are not going to reopen.
I'm losing my audio here. One moment.
Okay. Are you good?
I'm good now.
Okay. Real quickly, with our last minute here, before 2 minutes before our first break, Howard Schultz, Starbucks, ex-CEO, he came out and he says 30 to 40% of small businesses will not be able to reopen. What are you hearing right now in Illinois?
Can you repeat that one more time?
What are you hearing right now in Illinois regarding the number of businesses that are going to be able to reopen? Howard Schultz said 30 to 40%, and other people have said 50% of businesses will not be able to reopen.
Well, from what I understand, this just came down the wire, is that on the 29th, all businesses will be allowed to open in Illinois.
I'm talking economically.
Oh, economically,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, there's absolute devastation. I mean, there's businesses that will not be able to reopen. As far as percentage-wise, I honestly can't tell you what that is. I know that there will be a lasting economic impact for those businesses, people putting signs up on their door saying, thanks, but we can't come back. And that's, I think, the biggest – I mean, of course, there's a human toll to the crisis itself, but the economic toll is going to far outweigh it, especially with people who've been stuck in their homes.
Right.
You know, abuse and alcoholism, drug use, suicides are all up. And, you know, this is all because of the misguided direction from people at the very top, people like Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx.
Right. Gary, we're going into our first break. I want to talk with you about the crackdown on social media after the break, but tell everybody where they could find you and your channels.
Well, you can go to youtube.com/nextnewsnetwork. That would be the best way to do it. Or you can simply try your luck in the search bar. Just search Next News Network, and hopefully we should come up in the search.
Yeah, I mean, an incredible, incredible content that you guys are producing over there. And this is the, you know, my first segment on the second hour here, folks, I was talking about how news has basically been redefined. And it's good people like Gary that are bringing you real news, and you can find that on your own without having to go through the middleman at CBS. We'll be right back here. Dave Sussman in the chair at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks. We're going to get right back into it after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Parts of central Michigan are underwater due to major flooding along the Tittabawassee River after days of heavy rain. More than 10,000 people are being evacuated around the town of Midland.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer says evacuation centers are having to deal with elderly evacuees that are at risk for the coronavirus.
This is an event unlike anything we've seen before, and we've got to continue to all work together to observe best practices, do our part to help one another, and to wear our masks and continue to try to social distance.
President Trump says he's sending help by way of FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers.
I just spoke with Gretchen Whitmer. We'll be going to Michigan at the appropriate time. They have a big problem with dams breaking. You saw that. It's a big, big problem.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Welcome back, Realside Radio. You can find us at realside.com and across 70 radio stations on the Salem Radio Network and GCN as well. Dave Sussman here. You can find me at Whiskey Politics at ricochet.com. You check us out at our YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button. That's where you'll find some of our content on a weekly basis. And speaking of YouTube, we have somebody who is just crushing it right now on YouTube with 1.58 million subscribers and over a billion views. Is Gary Franchi, who is the executive producer and lead anchor of the Next News Network. It is a YouTube channel. And Gary, before the break, you kind of teased us a little bit how you're dealing with some of the issues of censorship right now online on places like YouTube. You've got this monster channel. You're feeling that you guys are having a little bit of laser eyes right now from the folks over in Palo Alto and squashing some of your content?
Yeah, that's certainly happening. But I want to point out that, you know, I got one of my first broadcasting opportunities was on GCN, so it's really great to be back here on GCN. But yes, what we're dealing with now is something that I've never had to deal with before. I mean, when we read news and we comment on news and we play clips from the White House, this is stuff that you would see on traditional broadcasts. Of course, as a conservative and as a Trump supporter, they still can't come to grips with the reality that they lost that election in 2016. My channel really picked up steam in 2016 because of our support of President Trump, because we were questioning Hillary Clinton's health, and a whole series of videos that we believe helped elect President Trump. Even so, after the election, we were targeted by the Washington Post as one of those channels who helped elect the president. Now, a series of events took place after the fact, and then we started seeing some throttling in November of 2017. This is when the left said, you know, we can't have another Trump situation. As you know, insiders at Project Veritas, they were able to get people at Google on the record saying that they did not want to have another Trump situation. So that was confirmation of what we had believed was happening. In November 2017, we noticed an absolute algorithmic shift, and that algorithmic shift cut 75% of our viewership overnight. Now, what that means is that all of our content went down. And then if you look at the charts from those dates, all the content, all the views and subscribers for CNN, MSNBC, BBC, all of these mainstream, corporate-approved, globalist channels went straight up. So we went down, they went up. And we just kept pushing forward. So we were sort of, you know, used to being throttled at that point. But now this is something completely different. Now we're in a global pandemic, and we have the powers that be who are pushing a specific narrative, and you cannot question the medical authorities. You cannot question them, even though they're giving us mixed information, whether you wear a mask or whether you don't, or whether you can take this drug, or whether you can treat yourself with this, you know, whether it's holistic, whether it's, you know, a part of the medical establishment, whatever it is. They have a specific narrative, and they are throttling anybody who questions it. So we did some interviews with some doctors. Dr. Buttar was one. Dr. Sheba was another. Dr. Mikovits was another. As you know, her video, the Plandemic trailer, was completely removed from YouTube. They're still trying to chase it around. But we noticed that our first interview with Dr. Sheba, that went viral. And that was okay. That stayed on the channel. And then we interviewed Dr. Buttar. Dr. Buttar's interview went mega viral, the most views I'd ever had on YouTube. 7 million views. It was everywhere.
Wow, good for you.
The video was translated into German, translated into Italian. It was re-uploaded 2,500 times on YouTube. Okay? They deleted my video, and they said it was in violation of community guidelines. Now, they didn't issue a strike. They just said, sorry, we're deleting it. And then a couple days later, those doctors from Bakersfield, Dr. Erickson, did a press conference. And I thought it was absolutely fascinating. Here you have two doctors, you know, established, educated in their own practice, having a press conference, you know, and presenting their findings to the medical, to the press, and the medical community at large. And of course, that went against the larger narrative. What did I do? You know, I felt like it was important for me to digest that press conference. I took my cell phone yet again. I go in my backyard and I point the camera at my face and say, hey, here's a clip of these doctors. What do you think? And then I digest it more, provide some more commentary. That video went viral. 2.3 million views. And then they took that one down. I've had so far five videos removed off of YouTube for some sort of violation of community guidelines. They don't issue strikes, thank God. Otherwise, we'd be terminated by now. But the fact of the matter is that they're removing content at such a rate, channels being wholly demonetized because they're speaking out against the, you know, the establishment, the medical establishment. It's something I've never thought that I would actually have to experience, especially on YouTube, to this extent.
Gary, the censorship that you're talking about, give us a thrust of the three individuals, the doctors that you had on, because those three doctors, namely, specifically, there's been a lot of pushback online, and you can find a lot of articles that the pandemic is full of holes and blah, 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 right? So yeah, they're controversial people that you've brought on, but they are medical practitioners. They are doctors or researchers and scientists. They're bona fide. I'd certainly speak, you know, volumes on that. So what exactly was it that you think that YouTube had a problem with, those specifically those three guests, and then Erickson?
Well, to be honest with you, the Dr. Sheba interview was phenomenal. He was discussing a variety of issues related to the origins of coronavirus, the possible creation of the coronavirus in a lab.
He's an MIT, what is he, a doctor, an MD, and he went to MIT, is that correct?
Yeah, he has 4 degrees from MIT. Yeah. He's the inventor of email. He holds the copyright on it. So this is not some moron.
Right.
This guy's got credentials. So that video went viral. And sadly, because my other interviews were removed, I said, you know what? I'm going to be proactive and remove these videos before YouTube does, because I wasn't sure what they would do. Dr. Buttar's interview, though, that was taken down specifically because it had violated the community guidelines. And he, I believe he was, you know, there was one thing that YouTube did put out when this whole thing started, and that they gave everybody a list of stuff that they would be demonetizing. And if you spoke about the number starts with an F, you know, I'm afraid to even say it, because if you put this on YouTube, who knows how it's going to be connected, and they may even pull this down. A number and then a letter, and if it's connected to coronavirus, you know, it has to do with internet cell towers.
Okay.
If you talk about that, then, and you talk about this, how it's connected to coronavirus in some way, then they'll pull the video down. And he did speak about that.
Are you talking about 5G?
I am.
And that is being pulled down. Anything to discuss this new technology that everybody's going to be using with their cell phones over the next couple of years. We got a minute left, and that's what they're pulling down.
Well, I believe they pulled it down because of his connection into the technology and how it somehow stimulates something and it helps to accelerate CV. I mean, I don't know all the answers to that. I'm the guy asking the questions generally here. So that was what he brought up. And
holy
I believe
cow.
That's why they took it down.
This is really scary stuff. Everybody go check out Gary and his site again. I've been very fortunate. Gary had me on his show a few months ago. Fantastic, fantastic show. You can find that at the Next News Network. A website, anything, social media, anybody can find you at?
Yeah, we're on Twitter, Next News Network. You can go to nextnewsnetwork.com. That actually forwards to our YouTube channel.
Okay.
So you can find me there. I'm on Facebook. I publish a lot of the, you know, off YouTube stuff to Facebook, so you can follow me there as well.
Yeah, and, you know, the conversations that you're having with exclusive newsmakers and interviews and such is fantastic. And, you know, this is something that we talk a lot about here. The conversation is needed. You know, we can't have to just rely upon the cocktail circuit of the Upper West Side. And folks like Gary's doing a great job. Thank you for joining us, Gary. We'll be right back here after the break at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
And welcome back. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe. It's always a pleasure being here. You know, I'm starting to feel something happening right now. There seems to be a turning happening. And the turning that I'm referring to is that people are done. They've had enough. And what am I referring to? I'm talking about the lockdowns, I think what is highly illegal and unconstitutional control of the free flow of movement amongst Americans. And this isn't just in America, by the way. This is worldwide. The epicenter of all of this right now, as we know, for the past 2.5 months, has been New York City. Much to the, I would say, going against what the media has been reporting as to whom their hero is in Governor Cuomo, he has absolutely exasperated the situation. Where, again, 5,000 people have died in just nursing homes alone in New York. What are we, 100,000 roughly? 90,000 to 100,000 people apparently coming soon here? 5% of them just in New York nursing homes. Who's going to take the blame for that? Well,
people in New York are finally waking up and realizing that they have had enough, and that a lot of what we're seeing right now with the hypocrisy of who can go where, who can't go somewhere else, and the control of small businesses is having an indelible, profound impact on people's lives. I'm going to give you a tease of tomorrow morning's New York Post. David Marcus, he has an article that says, "End New York City's lockdown now." He says, last Friday morning, some 3,500 New Yorkers lined up at a Catholic church in Queens to receive the food hours before it even opened. According to the New York Police Department, Catholic Charities has reported a 200% increase in demand over the past month and a half. By prolonging the coronavirus shutdown long after its core mission was accomplished, Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio have plunged tens of thousands of New Yorkers into poverty. It needs to end now. In mid-March, we were told we had to endure a lockdown to ensure that hospitals didn't get overrun. We did. The hospitals were not overwhelmed. We turned the Javits Center into a hospital. We didn't need it. We brought in a giant Navy ship to treat New Yorkers. We didn't need it. We were told we were moments away from running out of ventilators. We weren't. And now the United States has built so many, we're giving them away to other countries. Meanwhile, the Big Apple is dying. The streets are empty. The bars and the jazz clubs, restaurants and coffee houses sit barren. Beloved haunts, storied rooms, perfect slice joints are shuttered, many for good. The sweat equity of countless small business owners is evaporating. Instead of getting people back to work, providing for their families, our mayor talks about a fantasyland new deal for the post-coronavirus era. Open the city, all of it, right now. Broadway shows, beaches, Yankee games, the schools, and the top of the freaking Empire State Building, everything. New Yorkers have already learned to socially distance. Businesses can adjust. The elderly and infirm can continue to be isolated. Now, think about this for a minute. This is a New York media outlet, New York Post. Granted, they're not as left as the New York Times, but these people are living amongst the horror of what is now Gotham, a shell of its former self. People are freaked out to go outside. Many people do go outside, and they're not. They're ready to break free. But we're seeing this in other cities. We're seeing it in Minnesota. We're seeing it in Chicago. We're seeing it in San Francisco and in Los Angeles. In Las Vegas, people are done. And the key here is this, is that it is up to me to determine. I have the autonomy as a free citizen of the United States, as a naturalized citizen of the United States, to take care of my family. And what the government has done in cities and states around the country is they have prevented me from being able to provide. And if Howard Schultz is right, former Starbucks CEO and founder, if he is right with the statistics that he is seeing by speaking with all of the different locations that he has around the country that are mostly in strip malls and neighborhood community markets and the like, and he's hearing that many of those businesses in those same strip malls where there's a Starbucks are not coming back, he is suggesting that 40% of small business owners will not be able to reopen their doors, that they are dead. And here we have in Los Angeles, in Southern California, you've got Garcetti, Mayor Garcetti, who's talking about some kind of a protracted opening of first we're going to allow the restaurants and bars to open up with 25% occupancy. And then we're going to allow 50% occupancy. And then when Riff Raff, my health minister here, who doesn't have a doctorate in or an MD, okay, she's a social worker. You know who I'm talking about. Riff Raff from Rocky Horror. First a dent to the left, then you jump to the right. I'm sorry. I'm really aging myself right now. Rocky Horror Show. If she gives us the clearance, we might then go to 75% occupancy. And then, and only then, when there is a cure that's been bestowed upon us by the pharmaceutical companies that are working feverishly right now to find a vaccine, then the city will get back to normal. This is what Mayor Garcetti in the city of Los Angeles has been saying. And I've got friends, one in particular in Los Angeles, don't even see friends and family, scared to death. Because the news, the way that they're reporting this is so lopsided. It is so against science. And, you know, the left love to talk about trust the science. Really? Trust the science. Okay, so you're telling me I need to wear a face mask, which is basically just a Kleenex in front of my mouth, and I'm going to be safe and I'm going to prevent my droplets from going out, and that's going to prevent it from spreading, which it hasn't. The numbers are going down. But if I was in a hospital and I take a look at the people that are walking around there with their gear, they've got plastic shields on, and, I mean, it looks like something out of the Abyss movie from James Cameron. But those restaurants, at 100% capacity, at 100%, forget 25, 50, 75% capacity, at 100% capacity, are operating oftentimes on no more than 7% profit margins. At 100% capacity. Understand this, folks. If you open a restaurant and only allow 25% capacity, and then out of the goodness of your heart, 50, and then 75%, those restaurants are losing money. They're bankrupt. They will not survive. Many of them haven't survived now. The brain trust in LA City and in New York City, under Mayor de Blasio, these are people that have never operated and owned a business before. They've never made payroll before. They don't know what it is to have employees. They don't understand what it is to try and find a way to hire people and give health insurance and buy product and sell product and sell a service and somehow beat out the competition and still take enough money out of that business to provide for their family. None of these people making decisions have ever done this. 25, 50, 75% occupancy maximum. These businesses are done. Bars, restaurants, coffee shops, hairdressers, salons, spas. What are we doing here, ladies and gentlemen? And the fact that you've got New York media basically now saying it's enough. End New York City's lockdown now. End Los Angeles's lockdown now. Let people get out. People understand social distancing. They'll wear their face masks. But we've got to end this misery now before it's far too late. And it already is, unfortunately, for far too many people. This is my plea to anybody that is in earshot of this right now. Stop listening to the politicians. They are idiots. Rant over. We'll be back in the third hour. Woo! Don't go away, folks. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Real Side Radio, realside.com. We'll be right back.